Hello, beautiful souls. I am so happy to be back, to be here with you guys in this season. Really, really quick, I want to welcome you to Love to Life 365. I am your host, Yomada Johnson, and we got a lot to talk about. We're emerging this season. Now, before I go into what Love to Life 365 is about, I don't want you guys confused. So I'm going to clarify a few things, okay? The first thing is, it's a simple name change. Instead of using my alias, Aramoix Rose, I have decided that, you know, if we're going to be transparent, let's be transparent. I often struggled with people saying my name and having to explain it or break it down. And I've decided that I'm not doing that anymore. I love my name. I have a beautiful name. It's Yomada. My mother named me that. And as a respect to her, to my culture, you know, we are Afro-Cuban and Jamaicans in my family. And, you know, and you know, my father even says my name in a cute little way as well. But he calls me by my nickname, which it's a family-only nickname. Y'all need to know all that. But I've decided that, you know what, we make an effort to learn names in the professional workplace, professional settings. We take the time to learn names when we want something from someone or when it's so important that, you know, or their title is so superior that you don't want to mess it up. And I'm like, what about learning people names just because that's their name and it's respectful? You know, it's different, you know, if you try and you can't get it. But one thing about me, one thing about Z, I will sit there and go over with you as many times as necessary until you get it, because it is my name and my name is all that I have when I leave this place. So, yes. I switched it from the Goddess Lounge because I feel as if that phase of myself, that level has been surpassed. Who I was then, I am not anymore. And what that means is my spiritual belief is it still stands, you know, as it does. But spiritual issues are not the only thing that exists. Spirituality is a foundation, a good foundation to have, but mental health is important and they work hand in hand. There are everyday circumstances and obstacles that take place that I feel we are overlooking reality. You know, the idea that, okay, we can manifest, but we don't have to do the work. The idea that, you know, you're in an unhealthy, toxic relationship, and instead of, you know, doing the work to get to that healthy space, you got people out here doing work. And for those of you who don't know what that is, dabbling in the deep parts of spirituality that allows people to manipulate people's free will. So there's like a big range of things I would like to address. But in this season, I'm addressing more mental health aware things that surround mental health awareness, health in the body, period. Things involving our educational system, you know, more thing outreach, community things that are needed. You know, spirituality will forever be the foundation, but there's more to it than that. Your belief, your faith is your foundation, but then you build on that. And there are going to be, you know, moments in life where we're going to have these tower moments. There's going to be things that take place, like grief, for example. For me, the switch on this podcast was losing my mother. I lost my mom December 2021 to COVID pneumonia and kidney failure. And that acted as such a catalyst for healing and transformation for me. I felt like I went through a whole nother spiritual death and rebirth. I went through a whole nother shedding season where the layer of me that existed, that part of me that existed, that was tied to her, I felt as if it died with her. And It did. pardon me, guys. I'm a little, my sinuses are being a little funny acting. But in reality, it did. You know, grief was a catalyst for me to have conversations I would have never had the confidence or the courage to have. Grief was the, you know, the hit to the gut and then the slap across the face for me to really look at things for what they are as they are. Grief was the chaos that cleared a path to make new opportunity for me. And it really all, you know, just really forced me to look within myself. I value life a lot differently now. I look at life very, very, very differently now. And I move about life very differently now. If I have an issue with someone, oh, baby, we talking it out. If there's a need for me to respect a certain type of boundary or you're not the type of person that wants to hash it out immediately, I'll give you your space. But before we press forward, we're going to talk it out. You know, if, you know, we can't seem to reach an agreement, then I bow out gracefully. No ill will. I wish you the best. I wish you all the love. I wish you all the peace, all the abundance. You know, I wish you whatever you wish me. And that is indeed a powerful statement, because if I'm wishing you well and you wishing I fail, well, baby, just make sure you know that the energy you're putting out is going to be depleted by the energy of love I have to offer. And the reason why is because love really does conquer all. That is my opinion. That is my belief. That is what I follow, involving the God of my knowing. And that's, you know, really, really where I'm at. Another thing is I'm still advocating and still pushing that this is a safe platform for me and those who gravitate towards my platform. This is a non-judgment zone, like none, zero, nada, nothing. I don't particularly care what form of faith you practice, where, you know, what your belief is. And the reason why is because your faith is for you. And Sunday, you know, we're going to have our first episode and I want to talk about that. I want to talk about that first, because you got to understand that, you know, we live in a world where it's very diverse. There are so many cultures, there's so many, you know, cultures, belief systems. There's so many dynamics, there's so many ways to say and do things in such a time as this, that we cannot continue to operate off of an old paradigm expecting new results. And I think the key to doing that is by acceptance. I accept any and everyone for who you are. Just make sure you're being who you are. You don't want to block your blessings. So on my platform, I'm coming from the faith that I believe in. And my faith, you know, is, you know, God first, always. That is what my ancestors believed. Always, God first. If you know how to work your Bible, you know how to work your Bible. If you know, you know. My ancestors right after that. And I do honor a lot of my cultural, spiritual pathways as well. And that's not really, you know, that's not really anyone's business, but just so you know, I'm a very eclectic individual, but it is always God first. And I will always reference back to the word, because that is where I am in life. That is the calling on my life. And that is where I am growing. So yeah, I'm going to be, you know, showing y'all a side of me that I have not even loved on since I was in my early 20s. Oh, I just told my age. I'm 35, y'all. But that's what this is about. You know, I'm a very big believer in humility and being humane and being graceful and operating out of a place of love. I understand that not everybody does that. I understand that, you know, chaos exists too. I think chaos is beautiful because, as I previously stated, I love chaos because it clears paths. You know, once the storm is over, once the hurricane is done, once the tornado has passed, you can see things clearly. You can see what needs to be picked up, what foundation needs to be, you know, made to be stronger and more solid, what needs to be touched up, what needs to be completely thrown away. I have learned the art of embracing chaos because that is how we learn life lessons. So the goal for me is to teach how to grow through life when chaos takes place. I truly believe that my gift is to help you see the best versions of you, help you look at the perspectives you won't consider because you're comfortable in your mentality or in your growth or, you know, just where you are. We're layers. You know what I'm saying? We're layers. There's layers to us. And with every milestone, with every elevation, with every downfall, there's a different side of us that is going to show up. And I feel as if when we remember that, we can move accordingly. So that is, you know, my update. I am still updating social media platforms. The Instagram platform for Love to Life 365 has already taken place. I need to do Twitter. Facebook. Listen, y'all. Is it just me or am I the only one that feel like Facebook is fading? Because I've been trying to change the name and it gives me the hardest time. So, because of that, I might have to make a new page on there for Love to Life 365, but I'm going to base that off of interaction. So we'll see how we necessarily go about that. I will be having questions via Spotify. You guys will be able to engage a lot more. I will be engaging a lot more. And guess what, guys? I will not only be doing my podcast on Anchor. I'm working on the YouTube and I'm going to start putting things up there for you guys too. I have been asked, some people, you know, they want to see the person. They want visual. They want to feel like they're engaging face to face. I am conquering fears. So I'm going to do that for you guys. TikTok is another one too. I will be doing little snippets, you know, of guidance, of, you know, messages, of motivation, of a word from above, whatever downloads I get, things like that. I say a lot because this was definitely impromptu today. I had planned to update you guys Sunday, but since I had a minute, you know, I said, why not? This is very, very, I'm nervous. And this, I gotta be transparent. I'm nervous. I'm anxious. I'm excited and I'm scared. And the reason why is because, guys, I've had this podcast for what, maybe 4 or 5 years now. It'll be 5 years this year in April. This means a lot to me. I don't gain, anything monetary from this. I don't, what's the word I'm looking for? I gain from this, but I don't gain from this. Meaning materialistically, I do not gain from this. But my heart is so at peace when I know I've released something or shared something that helps you transform your life, that helps you remember your strength, that helps you remember that, you know, weeping may endure for a night, but joy still comes in the morning. That helps you remember that your prayer, your petition, your affirmation has power. It brings me joy to see someone who was crumbling, who was falling, who was really on the deep end is now, you know, taking life, you know, by the horns and they're riding the heck out of it. Like, it really, really, really warms my heart. And I have lived my life explaining and over explaining why I am such a loving individual, why I'm such a forgiving individual, or why I you know, tend to just, okay, this happened, this happened. You know what? This was where I was wrong. You know, I apologize. I take full accountability. Like, why I own, you know, my deeds, my actions, my words. I'm not explaining that no more. It's who I am. And it is very, very disturbing to me that there has been so much trauma, so much hurt, so much pain, so much false negatives spread across the universe that people are afraid to trust people who are genuinely nice or people who may have been placed here to just be the light in the world, to be, you know, the people that, okay, after the chaos takes place, they're going to show you how to strategically, you know, place it and pick it up and make it work for you. We got to stop looking at everything with a negative expectation. I know that when you have an expectation of nothing or an expectation of, oh, they probably this or they probably that, it's a defense mechanism. And we're going to talk about that. Like, we're going to talk about defense mechanisms and coping mechanisms. We're going to talk about, you know, being able to see more than one perspective so that you can make a fair call. Like, these are things that are important. These are things that affect your professional life. These are things that affect your personal life. How to have healthy relationships. It's important because if you cannot balance the relationships in your personal life, you have to understand that some of those habits will spill over to your professional life. I'm here to be balance, to be peace, to be harmony, to be the person that says, hey, you know, I understand that you struggle with this generational curse, but I'm going to tell you something. Even in that, there's a blessing and there's a mission. And since I have, you know, some of the skill set, some of the skills, some of the knowledge, some of the wisdom through my own experience, through my own battle, through my own testimony, I want to share it with you. And I want to share it with you just because I love you and I want to see you thrive. I am indeed a people person. I am indeed a person who just wants people to have real, real happiness and not run from it when it shows itself. That's the truth. And I'm not going to run from that anymore. I'm not going to run from the fact that I have a strong spirit of discernment, or I have the gift of clairvoyance, or I have, you know, or some people call it, you know, prophecy. Like I said, there's different names for anything, but I'm not running from who I am anymore. I'm not running from the messages that, I mean, they're so deep in me that I lose sleep unless I write it out or I put it in a post or I hop on Anchor and record real quick. Like, I cannot hold myself back because in holding myself back and in being disobedient to my calling, I am necessarily doing the same to those of you who may need this or may want this or may be inspired by a phrase or a word or a feeling or an episode. There's like merchandise. There's things I'm really working on for you guys. Like, you got to love your people. And when you love your people, you do right by your community. So me engaging more with my community, like, this isn't what it was before. It's the best way I could put it. There's going to be more resources. I'm working on having more, you know, outreach services for mental health. You know, that way, if anyone is having a moment where they're struggling, really trying to figure out if they want to live or not, they can have someone to call on that will be there. And that is transparent. This isn't just a job for them. You know, they can have resources, somewhere to go. Maybe, you know, you're low on your medication and, you know, you struggle with the form of bipolar depression and, you know, you're having a episode. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's things, there's people, there's organizations, there's nonprofits, there's stuff out here. And that's not being, the light is not being shed on that enough. You know, healthier eating habits, cooking classes, childcare information, you know, though there's computer classes for, you know, our seniors, things like that. These are the things that matter to me. This is why I am in school pursuing, you know, a mental health degree along with social work. Like, I'm not letting up. I love my people. And I believe in the fact that it takes a village, I believe in that. So what am I doing? I'm creating that village. And that village is Love to Life 365. Baby, we are loving ourselves back to life, okay? We are reinventing ourselves. We are in the state of revival. We are applying all of the pressure. Because if God is for me, who's going to be against me? Period. When my daughter said the other day, period, poo. She's lately been in her prayers with this period, poo. I can't with her, but I'm just at a different place. So instead of leaving everyone behind, I want to take those of you who've been rocking with me. Okay. It is a new season. This is a new time. You know, Love to Life 365 in a strange way is my platform, but I feel like it's more of a home. And I'm going to put a lot of love into it. I have to be obedient to spirit, to God. I have to be obedient to the prophetic dreams I see and have. I have to be obedient, and communicate with people because, you know, of a church hurt and things I went through, I kind of just cut the cord on. And some of those people are a part of my purpose. And, you know, I have to move about it a certain way. So, yes, I'm going to leave all of the old episodes from the Goddess Lounge podcast on there because that allows people to see growth. I know that the business world has a way of doing things. It's a good thing I'm as unique as my name. So, get your notebooks, you know, we're gonna really dig deep. You know, this is bigger than healing. You know, some episodes might just be, you know, some encouragement. I don't know where this is gonna take us, but I feel deep in my spirit it's gonna take us somewhere. You know, embrace your faith, y'all, this season, you know, stay in front of the God of your knowing and understanding. Stay communicating with your ancestors, whether that's cooking a meal or, you know, just remembering the way they did things in a situation where you got to figure out how to do it. The ancestors all around us. Let's take care of our community. Let's pick up our yards, pick up the grass. You know, let's be mindful of what we're putting out into the universe. You know, things are changing. I mean, global warming, we have that, you know, heavy pollution in the air. Things are happening. It's time to wake up. We're going to talk about it or we're going to be about it, you know? The Bible says that faith without works is dead. So instead of us putting our energy into, you know, resuscitating dead situations, let's put that love, that energy, let's plant those seeds and that power and that affirmation into the environment around us. Okay. Because your atmosphere, your environment, it is a catalyst. Okay. For how your day is going to go. I'm a big believer in ambiance. If you don't know, I do have a makeup artistry and esthetician background, and ambiance was a big thing. You know, when your client comes in, you want to have a mood set. You want it to be relaxed. You want it to be dim. You want it to be quiet so that they can gain their peace. They can enjoy the process of, you know, getting that facial or, you know, getting that new look, you know, so that they can feel when they, you know, relaxed and when they get out that chair, they ready to conquer the world, you know? So I say this and I say this to you. I'm looking forward to our Soulful Sunday talks. I'm looking forward to creating this content for you. And please bear with me on the consistency and on the, you know, just the consistency of putting out episodes. I am in the process of house hunting. I'm in the process of living somewhere else. I'm also in the process. I'm in school still. So, you know, the day that I could dedicate to my purpose is Sundays. And that's what I'm going to try my very hardest to stick to. I love you guys. I really do. I'm still a little nervous about being on camera, but you know, I got things to work on too. You know, I know that I'm a beautiful woman, But, you know, I get a little conscious about that extra 10 pounds the camera had. And I just really, really want to create the same type of openness, the same type of love, the same type of grace, the same type of understanding that was once created for me, for you guys. So, love to Life 365. I'm not letting nobody sink. Ain't no holes in my ship. I'm not leaving nobody behind. If you get left behind, it's because you made the choice to. So, we getting to it. Love to Life 365. Okay, that's what we doing. This is what we doing. This is a big deal. Y'all should see the big, big smile on my face. Love to Life 365 is where it's at. And that's what we're doing. We're loving ourselves back to life. We're loving ourselves out of dead situations. We're loving ourselves into new environments. We're loving ourselves into new career opportunities. We're loving ourselves into a renewed faith mindset. We're loving ourselves into flying, even though we're scared, you know? Life, unforeseen circumstances, curveballs, you know? They say no test, no testimony. What I'm seeking in this season is a level of peace and spiritual understanding that is beyond belief. Because I do strongly believe that is the key to survive in this world. I'm on a mission, and I cannot in any form or fashion save myself, get really good, resources and really great opportunities and not find a way to bless someone else. I don't believe in, I did it. I ain't had nobody to help me. So, you know, they got to figure it out. That ain't me. That could be someone else, you know. I cannot operate on that type of energy in that type of time. I'm operating on, wow, you know, this person, I had to figure this out. I went through this. You know, this person may have not been able to help me, but you know what? Let me consider the fact that maybe they had their own things going on and couldn't, or maybe they didn't have all the resources, or maybe, just maybe, this is a stepping stool for me, and where I'm going is going to take me out of the same path as them. So, you know, I have a different mindset. I have a different way of looking at things, you know? That's okay. That's all right. So, I pray you guys enjoy the rest of your Saturday. I will be back on here tomorrow. And I look forward to seeing where this goes. I look forward to meeting a lot of you in person, whether that's at my local rec center or, you know, we're visiting different establishments, you know, especially small businesses, in particular, Black-owned businesses. You know, hopefully, some friendly, open-minded churches can let me get a room, a little something, because I want to engage and have these talks in person, and I'm just ready for so much more. I have so much to share with you guys, so many projects, and we are working on balance and time management. So, hey, no rush. We're going to take our time with it. And right now we're starting with the podcast. And I'm excited. I really genuinely thank all of you who have been rocking with me, who has been here with me from the beginning. I'm not opening the door for anybody to leave, but if this platform has shifted to a place that you don't believe in or you don't agree with, that same door is open, and it'll stay open if you change your mind and decide to come back. We all learn and change and evolve it at our own pace. So who am I to put a time limit on your growth? That's not my place. So it's all love over here. It's all love over here. Different phases, different types, but it's all love over here, you know? So yeah, guys, welcome to Love to Life 365, where we're emerging, evolving, and elevating. I hope you have a fabulous Saturday. I hope you love on yourself today. I hope you give yourself grace. And I pray that you understand that the words in your mouth truly is powerful, and it could command life or it could command death. How that works is up to you. Speak life into yourself. Plant a seed of life. Plant a seed of understanding, of abundance, of faith, of laughter, of joy. You know, we could pray when we caught up in the web, but we can't pray when everything is going smooth. We got to fix that. So, I love you guys. I wish you all the best. And I will see you guys tomorrow. It's your girl, Siomata. Look at that. Hey, Siomata. I love saying it, and I'm going to keep saying it. And we'll work on pronunciation next episode. But until then, be at peace with knowing that every day you wake up, you have an opportunity to do something better than the moment or the day before. Every new breath is a form of new life. What are you going to do with your next breath? Talk to you soon.